You may not know the name of our next guest, but you've heard about Abdullah Maflahi. He's the owner of the Baton Rouge convenience store where, on July 5th, white police officers shot and killed a black man, Alton Sterling. Maflahi is a Muslim born in Yemen. He was raised in the Detroit area and went to Baton Rouge to open a business, the Triple S Food Mart, in 2010. He knew the Sterling family. They were customers. He says Alton Sterling was a regular.
He had a big heart. He always gave back to the community. He always tried to help anybody that was short on some things that they wanted to buy. He would walk in there and pay the rest. He was a very friendly guy.
Maflahi used his cell phone to record what would become known as the second video of Sterling's death. He watched a horrible scene play out in front of his store and then saw police officers coming for him.
They threw me in the back of a cop car for almost 4 hours.
It would be a very long night.
It was hot. The seat was hot. And when I asked them that I needed to use the bathroom, a cop escorted me to behind a building, one of the neighboring buildings, and told me to go there while people were walking to go see what was going on in front of the store. A lot of people thought I had got arrested and I had something to do with it.
Maflahi says police kept him locked in the squad car, then took him to headquarters for questioning. By the time he returned to his store, police tape was on the door and he was not allowed to go in. He says the police did not show him a search warrant. And he says they took the surveillance video equipment that would have captured the entire incident beginning to finish. Now Maflahi is suing the Baton Rouge police officers who detained him, along with the police department and the city of Baton Rouge.
Well, they violated my rights. I was just a witness to a horrible scene where it left me traumatized and kind of emotionally unstable.
Maflahi, with his attorney, released his cell phone video a day later. It's been seen tens of thousands of times and drawn a lot of attention, some of it pretty abusive, referring to the Dallas shootings of police officers.
They're just blaming me. A lot of people were blaming me for what happened in Texas. Like, what happened in Dallas was because of the Muslim in Baton Rouge. And it's very even hard to even kind of repeat everything they have been saying about me.
He says he has stopped looking at social media entirely.
You know, I'm scared of all this coming back on me, retribution. And I feel like somebody might come back and hurt me or hurt my family. Business has been kind of hurt, and it's really messed up my life a little bit.
He is getting support from his customers, though. That includes Alton Sterling's aunt, Sandra Sterling. She has asked Abdullah Maflahi to speak at her nephew's funeral on Friday. We reached out to Baton Rouge authorities for their side of the story. Parish attorney Leanne Batson responded with an email. She wrote, "We have a policy of not commenting on pending litigation."